Way we go. Electrical around here today.
Yeah. Guess what I saw today?
Oh, hang on. Hey, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Genergy Show. We have more Genergy around here than you can imagine, and it's all cool. So anyhow, this is March 5th, 2010. We're back, probably about the first time almost this year, where we have a full show with Steve on board. So what did you see today, Steve?
I saw a 63 421 Super Duty Pontiac Tempest.
Wow. Did you buy it?
No. I couldn't afford anything like that. It was really beautiful, though.
Grab that in a minute, you know?
Oh, man. That was just absolutely beautiful. It had the dual quads on the 421, and the two headlights were missing, and they had those big tubes, you know, going into the carburetors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really wild, really sharp.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I heard you did my show last week.
Yeah. Did you like it? Did you like how the show sounded? Or
I didn't even see it. I was wiped out, but I'm here now.
Oh, you were wiped out. Yeah, I think we did pretty good. It was really a great show. We talked about the projectors and the receptors. It was really great.
Yeah, it's too bad. So you got a wall plug problem, I take it, huh?
Something, Fred. They came and they did something. They said they're going to come back with a part, and that was last week. So I don't know what's going on. I just get aggravated with it. That's the second time they've been here, so I'm not sure exactly what it is or what they're doing, because I don't know the first thing about computers, so.
Well, that's nothing. That's just what you're plugging into the wall, right?
Right, right. It's from the people that that put in the unit, and the unit's not working. I mean, it's just not.
Can you plug it into some other socket?
Yeah, we put it into a socket. It's got something for fax on the wall, and you know, it's cool. But I you know, just. It's something I'm not used to. I'm sort of at their mercy.
So in other words, you're just trying to hook the power works, right?
Well, the power works. There's a unit that goes from from the outlet. It goes into a unit, and the unit goes over to the computer.
Right.
But the unit, it was working for a little while, and then it shut off. So I went over there and I pressed the button that starts it all over again, and it never came on again. So I called them up and said, please come over and take a look at this because it's not working. So I'm waiting for them to come over.
So what it was is like a modem problem then is what you're saying.
Right, right. It's the unit, and maybe they got to put a new one in, or I just don't know. It's really aggravating.
Yeah, well, that's bad because I got the two new the two of the new. Remember, I told you we got the new style receptors.
Yes, you do.
Well, they're right here, and people, I'll show one of them. This one is called we call it Here Come the Judge, but actually, it's called the Negotiator.
Right.
It looks like a sheriff's badge, as the bridge does. It's really cool.
Very Is that the one that looks like the Star of David almost?
No, it didn't look like the Star of David. It's, did I send you a copy of those pictures originally?
No, I don't have the pictures.
We'll have this up on the website, a different one.
Okay.
These are really powerful. They're a whole different energy than any other receptor ever made. They're completely different.
I can feel the energy of it here.
Yeah, I got two of them right here. I got one with the diamonds, zirconians, and I've got another one with all sapphires in it. And it's got 6 legs, and looks like a badge raised above. Mm-hmm. On each leg is inlaid 3 sapphires with a sapphire on the top.
Right.
They're our newest. We'll make them in silver and gold. They're only precious metal. These are powerful.
Yeah.
Four new designs of various types that are coming out.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what's That's been really happening cool. all week anyway? How's your health doing?
I'm over my cancer.
Yeah.
They looked at the CAT scan, and it's already formed calcium over it already. I've been doing the oxygen therapy, as you know. So I think that helped a lot, but it's all over. It's all done.
Oh, good.
So thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and then how's your healing practice doing?
My healing practice is, you know, I'm busy. I'm busy, but I'm trying to slow down because my hands hurt. So, but I'm doing. I feel real good, Fred.
Oh, good.
I feel real good. You know, I just move along.
Yeah, we got the, I don't have it right in front of me, but I'll get one. The Death of Ignorance book is out. The new one.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. We're taking orders for it. I think it's $45. It's the new Death of Ignorance. It's the first technical book I ever wrote, but it's really updated, and it's really cool. And it makes a nice set. They're all 9x7x9 size with beautiful collector paintings on the front cover.
Wonderful.
And we're pretty excited about having it. It just came today, the new
Really?
Book. Yeah. This guy just delivered them a little while ago.
That's great. Well, send me a couple. I'll buy a couple of them.
I'll get you a couple out next day or two. You're going to love it. It makes a perfect set because all the covers match now from the other two books.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
And I tell you I sold a inside track to George Bush?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How's that?
That's incredible. That's pretty sharp.
You know what Mikhail's comment was?
What?
Who's going to read it to him?
That's a good one.
Mikhail's really good with the one-liners there, you know?
Yeah, that's real good.
I got that order.
Yeah.
Came up through Texas, you know, and... And I told her we'd gotten it, and she just wondered who's going to teach him how to read it. Who's going to read it? He can read about his own. He probably had no idea what he was actually doing anyway as president, you know. Terry Brown, I think, might rerun again. He's my old buddy. I worked with him on the campaign against Pete Wilson back when he was leaving the governorship because he'd only run 2 terms and he was getting ready to become senator.
Mm-hmm.
And I went campaigning with him wearing the pyramid. He loved my pyramid on the head.
Oh.
Still governor. I'm running around with the governor of the state of California wearing a pyramid, and he loved it.
I bet.
Yeah,
you know, it was cool when you told me that the state police were wearing them for a while.
Oh, yeah. The highway patrol and I got a lot of cops that wear them. They're actually wearing them on duty, you know.
That's wild.
Usually the late night shifts because they're tired.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps them awake and everything, you know.
I would imagine.
And I don't know
imagine.
If they do it anymore or not, but. There are probably a few around. We've sold a lot of them to Highway Patrol and sheriffs and stuff around the country. And occasionally we'll get one to call in. You know, he'll call in
mm-hmm.
and say,
mm-hmm.
especially that. And then we got the warden up there in Illinois or wherever.
Huh.
Yeah, and get the phone number so people want to talk about stuff. You know, we got lots to talk about. We had a lot of fun the other night on been a month on February 4th when we did the George Norrie show.
Yeah, boy, your bird's really going to town out there.
Yeah, he's his comment is that he hasn't been on the air enough.
Ah.
He really hasn't. And when he's not on the air enough, when he's not on the air enough, he's just not on the air enough, and this is what you get.
Now, is he all mature now, or is he not mature?
Well, if you ask him, he's got an answer. I don't know what he's saying, but you know. Yeah, right now, he said. Okay, so something right now. So, you know, he, what is it, Buddy Boo? He sort of steals the show. His girlfriend in there has laid 4 eggs, but I don't think that they never mounted anything because we don't think they were fertile, you know?
Oh, okay.
In May, though, I think he'll be 3. I mean, that's good.
Really?
He's getting to be an adolescent bird now.
Okay.
And you know, adolescent birds, are just, they got to be dealt with. Like, he's got so much energy. He gets up in the morning. He visits all the other birds. I know you visit all the other birds. Yeah, that's very true. What else do you do, huh? Say hello to Bella, and then you go over, he opens up. He opens up all the cages to let the birds out, which they get out.
Right.
Even though I jimmy up the locks on them, it doesn't matter. And lately, he's been, you know how they have perches, they have screws and water containers on the hookup. Well, he unscrews all the screws, and the water containers fall.
Mm-hmm.
The perches fall. You know, he takes the cages apart mechanically, so we got to tighten them extra tight. And I mean, he can do some pretty good work. As far as taking a perch apart or disassembling a cage, even though it's tightened with a big, somehow or other takes it apart, you know?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I have my client that received her receptor.
Yeah.
She had an aquamarine silver receptor received this week.
Yeah.
And she put it on and her whole back lit up right in front of me. It was really wild to see. It was like her back just went pure white light. It was a round ball of light.
Wow.
Went right through her body. And she felt it, and she was just absolutely taken back with it. And it's just, what a beautiful necklace.
Which one did she get?
She got the latter one. She got the aquamarine silver receptor, and the newer style, and it's very powerful. She loves it, absolutely loves it.
Oh, cool!
So she called me the other day, and she's loaded with energy, and she could feel things clearing out of her body already. So it was really great. It's nice hearing that. She said she was really feeling much better.
It would be real interesting to see what happens when people start wearing the new receptor series.
Yes.
I'm really anxious to see what they do. I took it in there to let Mikkel try it out. She thought it was a little intense for her. It wasn't her energy, you know.
Right.
I had some other people play with it, and they like it. So we didn't have it at that show because they weren't ready yet, but now we have them. You know, we can ship them now. And we basically just got them yesterday.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you have it might be interesting in pure gold. That would be really interesting.
Yeah, well, we got one here. We got one here that, hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting quite a few launchers out there now. This one, I can get it focused right here. And just right. See here. Kind of hard to focus with this camera for some reason. I'll tell you about that. Yeah, there you can see it now. But this one is a silver on silver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With a, you know how we have the dual tones?
Yes.
Well, this one looks like a dual tone because it's got an 18-karat bridge, but it's the bottom of the bridge is, it's silver, and the top bridge that you look at is gold.
Really?
The dual-tone bridge.
Wow.
And it's studded with diamonds, you know, zircones in this one. And
yes.
Then you get it in this form with a zircone in it, or, you know, a gemstone of your choice, not less a diamond.
Right.
It's sell for around $995, you know, right around a little under $1,000.
Yeah.
you know, it doesn't have the solid bridge the other ones do, but this has a bigger bridge, and I think people are going to really like this puppy. It's a whole new genre.
Yeah.
These are all for professionals. We got one that has this beautiful cross on it. You know, it's a Greek cross.
Right, a Greek cross.
Yeah, for medicine.
That's
it's beautiful. Yeah, I haven't got one of those made yet. They're making it now.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one for the heart chakra. It's got this heart signature thing on it. We
right.
got another one, and these are the bridges, and another one has the Egyptian Ankh on it. So people that are into Egyptian energy, they'll be able to
yes.
get Ankh receptor.
Yeah. Well, I wore an Ankh for years. That was a pretty powerful piece of equipment, but I imagine your necklace has got to be really, really incredible with an Ankh on it.
Yeah, studded with diamonds or whatever stone you want, and it's an Ankh. It's the bridge.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. That's
so you got
wild,
the combination of the old metaphysical energy. And
yeah.
From the old days plus the modern Pleiadian energy combined,
mm-hmm.
I think for people that do work in particular areas, I like this one here. This one would be for, you know, like attorneys could be wearing this, you know, this the one, the negotiator.
Right.
This man going into meetings that have to have a strong outcome and they want to win a meeting or get a big, you know, job in for their company.
Mm-hmm.
And that this one here is the one for that.
That's
you just
great.
Have to find the right frequency so that they can deliver their message, you know,
right.
to the person, you know.
Yeah.
So these are designed for specific tasks. The other ones were, the regular receptors are designed to work on chakras and DNA and stuff like that.
Yes.
These are designed for a particular task. And then when you add the projector to this, you're going to have a 1, 2, 3 very directed punch. You're going to have a very powerful level of quantum entanglement.
So you can you wear this with the projector?
Yeah, the new stuff, when you wear it with the projector, it's going to like tell it what to do immediately.
Wow.
In fact, I just found a third one here. I'll hold up. This is an amethyst one. It's hard to see the colors of it because of the... Yeah, I'll get it just right. There it goes. The amethyst studs. I don't like the way this camera really focuses. You know, it's okay,
mm-hmm.
but you get back on it, and it doesn't work. What happened was, it was real interesting. Microsoft, I hadn't had any. I shut off my computer upgrades. You know, the automatic.
Yes.
And
yes.
I turned them on one day. I got about 130 of them downloaded.
Wow.
And the next day, they did a camera upload.
Right.
And they took a lot of my effects out. For some
yeah.
reason, they, you know, when you buy a disc, when you get your camera.
Mm-hmm.
You get a beautiful bunch of patterns like I'm using right now,
right.
you know.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I didn't have my patterns anymore. It's a bunch of stupid geometry that was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I called up Microsoft, and they helped me clean out their stupid upgrade, and then I put my disk back in.
Really?
So I could have my, you know, I say if it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's right.
And they were doing that with their upgrades. So that's why I'm leery of Microsoft upgrades, because they can mess stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, what yeah. kind of computer did you get?
I think it's the same thing you told me to get. The same Toshiba, I believe it is.
Yeah, you're gonna really like the Toshiba.
Well, I hope so. As soon as I can get things working around here.
Yeah, as soon as you get it, you'll have a camera probably built in it, and you can just go right to Ustream.
Yeah,
and then hook up to Ustream real quick, and. And then you'll have you'll be able to see yourself and everybody, and then we'll split the screen on BBS Radio.
Oh, that's cool.
On the front, and then my website. So you'll be on my website, BBS Radio, and simultaneously on everybody's computers, plus directly on their computers.
Wow, great.
So that's how it's going to work. But
that's
see,
great.
Right now on BBS Radio, mm-hmm. they can see Buddy, they see me, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool, Fred.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got a lot for sure going on. A lot more than what a lot of people think.
Yeah, I just zoomed this camera in here a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still learning how to use all this stuff. But I think I get a better camera zoomed in. I think there we go. I can actually get a better image.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to get on a computer, go to Ustream,
yeah.
and then type, you know, just any computer. You don't have to have it. You don't have to have it in your computer. In other words, a program. Just
right.
go to Ustream and then type in the Fred Bell Show.
Yeah,
and you'll see this It'll be pre-recorded, and you can just grab it. And you will find that you'll be able to see all of these. This is the amethyst.
Right.
On the people now with these professional series projector receptors.
That's got to be an incredible piece of equipment, Fred.
It is.
I feel the energy all the way here.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of dangling it, trying to get it focused. This is a diamond one here, and I'm just trying to get it just right. You can really see it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a chance, and I'm doing these recordings in 10-minute segments, so they can go over to YouTube and be seen there. Here's another one. This one is the sapphire one. Sapphire one looks really good on the. It's got a beautiful sapphire in it.
Oh, cool! Is it a blue sapphire?
Yeah, and this member's got them on the bridge too, and they're sitting inlaid gold. And there's a beautiful etching. It doesn't show up on the camera, but there's a beautiful etching on the bridge. They've done a special etching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a diamond shape. I'm trying to get that where you can see it. Everybody, this thing. Working at it. It's kind of fun having this technology. I'm going to get a higher grade camera, though, pretty soon.
Well, you know what's interesting? If I'm not wrong, the one you have, is that...
Huh?
Does that have... wait a minute. The one that you're holding up.
Yeah.
Okay, what
I'm not holding anything up now.
Okay, well, what was the shape of the last one that you held up?
That was the heart chakra one.
Okay.
So that heart chakra one with the... it's holding up now. This is really powerful, but it's not designed as a heart chakra. We have a unit called the heart.
Okay.
Strictly for that, it's much more powerful than the earlier ones that we had.
Right.
But it's also different. This delivers the message from the heart. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's made to transmit a message into the projector or without the projector.
That's incredible.
Yeah, these are different, and we won't say what they do yet because. I always put my foot in my mouth when I say what they're going to do. People will tell me what they're going to do. Once people start using them, then they'll tell me because I don't know. I can't talk. It's like a drug company manufacturing a new drug and then testing it themselves.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Sure.
It doesn't matter whether they have a control group or not. They're testing it themselves. You know what the result's going to be.
Yeah.
Approved for public use. And this has the same design on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of metal in here. I like to see one of these in platinum. This would be a kicker in platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think platinum would be very, very powerful with that, Fred.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful.
Feeling it back there already.
Pardon?
Do you feel it? When I held them up, you could feel the difference.
Yes.
Feel the difference?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could feel the energy.
That's really good.
Absolutely. It felt to me like, I can't see it, but what it felt like to me was that it was going around the face of the, new nuclear receptor that you're making. In other words, the shape of it, it's going around, the one with a diamond in it, Fred?
Yeah.
It looked like there was white light going around the outer rim of the, not the inside part, but the outside part. In other words, the new thing that you're putting on it, it feels like the energy is being generated around the top of that, and I don't know why. I mean, I haven't seen one, but it seems to be pretty powerful.
Cool, yeah. Which one did you like the best?
The one with the heart. The heart thing, whatever
you're
talking
about? The heart one with the sapphires in it.
That seemed to be pretty powerful.
Okay. What about the amethyst one?
The one with the diamond was very powerful.
Okay. Well, let's try the amethyst again here. Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Let me get that up there. That's a beautiful amethyst in there, too. Now, you know, these things are under $1,000, so, I mean, that's a hell of a deal. Consider
yeah,
how much
for sure.
Yep, you got
for sure.
Here. Now that baby's right on there. What do you feel on this one?
That's multidimensional levels of energy that are going through that necklace. Wow, that's really incredible.
Now this one's hit. It's a 402 nanometers in color. At the astral plane, yeah.
It feels to me like the inside, whatever the shape of the inside is taking in and opening up a lot of dimensions in the inside of the receptor.
Yeah, there's new compartments that haven't been utilized yet.
Okay, so that's very interesting, Fred.
And you know, I got them laying here, all getting the same amount of light.
Yep.
And the interesting, the amethyst was it? Oh no, no. The amethyst one's in between the amethyst one is in between the sapphire and the diamond one. They're all three laying here like flat.
Yeah.
And it's catching little round balls of blue light into the. Into the diamond one. It's the coolest thing you ever saw.
Yeah.
I've never seen one do this before. It's actually transmitting little balls, little orbs of light are coming out of it. And I can easily take a picture of these. But it's amazing how this is working. I don't know what I did to create this, but it's pretty amazing.
Well, they're working off of each other right now, so that's really incredible.
I mean, the color of blue that's hitting the silver chain and reflecting off of it is the most gorgeous thing you ever saw.
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
The way the light is, this is kind of a phenomenon here. I'm going to switch that out for the sapphire one now and see what happens. No, I switched it out for the sapphire in the middle, and it's still generating from the end down there. It doesn't matter where you put it, it still generates.
It's not going to make any difference, Fred. I think it's generating and working off of each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow,
it doesn't
that's incredible.
Make any difference. That's really weird.
That's wild.
That's the wildest thing I've ever seen. I don't care which, you know, it's like the P under the, the little P under the thimble.
Yeah.
At the three, and you switch it around, and the eagle, this I switch them all around, and the light's the same.
Right, right, right.
Shooting blue light all over the chains. It's gorgeous.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Oh, this is
I'm looking at the energy. The blue light is like, wow. It's the prettiest blue I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I like it.
It's really pretty. It's almost like a neon color, but
yeah, it is
brighter.
Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's kind of a, right. It's
right.
Like in those new, you know, like on BBS radio with those on the homepage with those neon colors.
Yeah,
it's exactly what it's transmitting onto all three of them.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a neon
almost,
blue.
It's almost the color. In blue of electrum.
Yeah.
Like when you see lightning and it gets to the apex, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, that's really sharp.
So just getting on the show here, and you turn it. I don't know where the light's coming from, but when you turn it, it gets brighter. And, you know, I don't know how I'm going to capture this on film, but I'll try to do this tomorrow. It's really
that's
amazing.
Incredible.
It's like a
that's
light
incredible.
Show.
Yeah.
Just
that's pretty incredible.
Anyway, yeah, these things are quite interesting, to say the least. This is the first time I really had time to play with them. I've been so damn busy around here. Luckily, my energy, you know, wearing the receptor when you're not feeling good helps your energy level a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's the weather back there?
Very cold. It hasn't, very bright and sunny today. The whole day was sunny.
Well, that's more than we had. We got snow, but
really,
yeah. But that's pretty good, you know.
It's beautiful here. It's just it's rather cold. It's like I think all day here was like 32 degrees, 33, you know, that kind of thing. But the sun was out, which you know we can get a lot of vitamin D from. So that's really great.
Cool.
You know that kind of thing. But those necklaces are very powerful, Fred.
I'm
very
glad you
powerful.
Like them.
Yep. Yep. When I get some money saved, I'll certainly get one, but I got to pick out which one I want.
I'll get them up on the website. I can't wait till you have one of these. You'll probably
well, as soon as I get it, I'll fool around with it and find out what it'll do. So I just, you know, I'll play with it, but, you know, give me a month or so I can get some money together and I'll.
So you know we have our friendly payment plan. That's because if you get it into your hands, just do payments on it. We do that for a lot of clients now anyway. A lot of people can't afford these things just straight out. Matter of fact, I have to do payments when I buy one of these for myself because they're not cheap. I mean, just because they sell for $1,000 doesn't mean they don't cost quite a bit to make.
That's right.
You got to pay for them one way or the other.
That's right. That's right.
I never even thought about making one of these for myself because I'm so used to this one I've got. I think I'm going to have one of these made up for myself in solid gold just for the hell of it. With a platinum bridge.
Boy, that'll be something else.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be something else.
Yeah.
That just looking at it, with solid gold and platinum bridge, you just turned up the energy like 1,000%.
Yeah, it would do that.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, it would definitely do that. And
that's powerful.
Yeah, I can't wait to get this out in the marketplace. I've just, you know, it was because we got not feeling so good. It's kind of slowed our whole trip down around here. But I haven't been sick in about 5 years. I don't normally
right.
get, my energy level is pretty high, and all these things that we make keep you from getting sick.
Right.
And, you know, it's just enough to drag me down, make me tired.
Yeah.
I wanted to sleep a lot. And
yeah.
I'm not used to that because I don't sleep much at all.
Yeah.
I go to bed pretty late and get up very early. But lately
yeah.
I've been falling asleep in the middle of the day.
Really?
Yeah, I was supposed to do a radio show last night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a big FM station up in L.A.
Right.
And I went out there, I was, you know, getting ready for it, and I sat down, I fell asleep. I didn't
really?
Wake up till 3 in the morning. I was supposed to go to 10. And I thought,
yeah.
holy cow, man, that's the first time I've blown a radio show off in maybe 10 or 20 years.
Wow.
I had to reschedule. That was embarrassing. And even the phone rang a little bit. I never heard it. I mean, I went out. I
just, right,
yeah.
right. Wow.
I don't do that. My body
yeah.
needs to regenerate a little bit, you know?
Well, you know, we all have to do that from time to time.
Yeah, and I got to get my exercise levels back up, but the weather's been so crappy out here. It's been cold and damp.
Yeah, well, it's been cold and damp here. It's been really... We had a lot of snow the other day.
Yeah, we need some snow.
Yeah, we had a lot of... Yeah, but you don't... It'll never snow out there. So.
Yeah, I got pictures of snow out here. It snowed
You're
once.
You're serious?
Yeah, I got them. I can send them to you. It snowed here back in December. I remember correctly. First, it was a little bit of hail.
Right.
Then a little ice, and then a little bit of snow. And then, of course, it stopped, but it got up, it drifted up against the door outside, probably 8 inches against the garage doors.
Wow.
The road
wow.
turned white. The pond turned white.
Yeah.
Woods turned white. And I took pictures of it. Nobody'd ever
yeah.
believe it. The last time I saw it snow in California was I was living up in Laurel Canyon. No, actually, I was living in Laguna Beach, and I did it once.
Really?
5 years ago, and then Laurel Canyon about 20 years before that.
Wow.
Years ago, yeah. When I was living up in 2401 Laurel Canyon.
Right, right, right. That's wild.
Yeah. And by the way, those listeners out there, the guys that are viewing and stuff, type in on the search engine, 2401 Laurel Canyon Drive. That's all you got to type in.
Hmm.
Yeah, 2401 Laurel Canyon, and you'll see my house. And it's really interesting because one of the guys, well, Frank Zappa lived in it, and then he moved out, and I moved in. It was a big old house, way bigger than this one.
Uh-huh.
And before Frank Zappa lived there, my friend Warren Stagg lived there, and he was in a band called Fraternity of Man. And
right.
they wrote, he did the Easy Rider song, you know, Don't Bogart the Joint.
Yeah.
And he wrote that song, and Warren Klein, rather. I get him mixed up with Warren Stagg. Warren Klein, K-L-E-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a gold record for that, and I got the two motorcycles. So he came over yesterday, and he still plays music and everything. He's in real estate now, but he's very successful as a musician. And
right.
he came over yesterday, and we were hanging out, and I showed him the two Easy Rider bikes. He flipped out over those.
Really?
Made the music, and I got the hardware.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So I got some comments here on the chat room, and they were feeling the energy like you were.
Yes.
Over
yes.
in England now. It's quite a long ways to go. There sounds like we got a call.
Yeah, great. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. What's your name?
David.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Big Sur, California.
Oh, beautiful up there. How's the weather up there? Is it damp and cold right now?
Today's really beautiful.
Oh, that's great. I love Big Sur. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to say hi and talk to you a little bit. Thank Mikkel for one thing. Gail and I are sitting here with our silver and our gold receptors. I've got amethyst in mine. She's got emerald in hers. And we really enjoy them. We started wearing them 24/7 since we heard Steve talk about how he never takes his off.
No, he never does. Yeah.
And
that's right.
But we've been, you know, we've heard you talk about Hoshi Wu, or no.
Shawuzi. I got it right here. I haven't had any yet. I was getting ready to have some.
A few times.
Yeah.
And we were reading about it in the book.
Yeah,
and,
you got the new book?
And we're just like really excited. We're thinking like, how are we going to get it? And we say, oh, you've got it. You know.
And we have it right here.
But then we went down to pick up our vitamins that we had ordered from you today.
Yeah.
And Mikkel put in a free bottle.
Of Shawuzi?
I can't even say it now.
Yeah, it's called Shawuzi. It's Hoshi Wu is the Chinese pronunciation.
We didn't tell her that, you know.
Yeah.
That we wanted that, but she just sent it to us free. So we're thinking that now you're taking orders by psychic messenger, probably, you know.
Yeah, that's how we operate around here.
Yeah, Mikkel just picking it up. We've already taken our first sip of that, and I've just been feeling kind of euphoric since then, wondering, you know, what happened.
Yeah, it really it pumps your system up.
It sure does. Yeah.
Steve Barris, boy, he gets hired. He gets real crazy. He starts laughing and going around. He'll laugh for an hour on this one shot.
Yeah, but I gobble it.
Yeah, you like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve knows how to drink it. He drinks it like a man. If he's out here, I have to have a bottle for him every day. Right, Steve?
That's really cool stuff.
Yeah, people don't realize what herbs can do for you if they're in an elixir formula.
Yeah.
And there's no drugs or anything. And this is a natural polygala multiforum, which is foci. And
that's foci, huh?
Yeah, that's the stuff that builds your... also has angelica in it, and it builds up your immune system, and any radiation that's in your body from drinking water and stuff is destroyed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well with the receptors.
It's good stuff, I'll tell you.
What did you say it destroys? What did you say it destroys?
No, I said it charges me up.
So what did
really
Dr. Bell say, that, you know, if you drink something in water, it helps?
I just drink it straight.
My bird likes it, too.
You have to get used to it. It's something you have to get used to. It's not something that you can just drink, you know. It just, you get used to it. It's like anything else. I think the best thing was, is Count Basie, he said, straight, no chaser.
Yeah, he likes it too. Everybody likes it.
No, I thought it was pretty mild tasting. You know, I've tasted stronger stuff.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit. You get used to it after a while. It tastes like a little bit like molasses, sort of. Like kind of bit between tequila and molasses, I guess would be the way to describe it, if there's any way of describing it.
It's very powerful. I mean, it really makes me. I do a lot of massages a day. And it really charges me up when I drink it.
I will open a box on camera right now. I got to go to my supplier in China. I got to get some more. We went through 100 bottles of this stuff and like nothing.
Yeah,
we had that's a lot of bottles and they were gone. You know.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to be the importer of it?
I'm not the importer. A friend of mine over in L.A. is, or actually in Orange County. And you know, there's you got to have the right version of it. There's two or three of them around that are crap, and I had to go through a little crap to find the good ones. And I forget who turned me onto this stuff originally. It was a long time ago. Somebody turned me onto this that said this is what you need, and they were right. And so I went and got, and they gave me a bottle of it. I forget, that must be 20 years ago. Stop eating now. Now the bird wants some, because he likes it too. He sees the bottle here. Except I need to get a cup to put. So my parrots love it.
Make well, them. We're going to have to keep a continuous supply.
Yeah, just go ahead and order some.
No, I
got to send my people up to L.A. because it's too heavy to ship. It costs too much. If you, you know, buy the case, we buy, you know, many cases at once, and it's very heavy.
They're big bottles.
I'll be enjoying some here in a minute. I haven't had any since yesterday. That's a long time to go without Shawootsie.
I had, I just had a shot just now. I had two shots, as a matter of
fact. Oh, yeah, you should be on camera doing that.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, so you're, everybody's ahead of me here. I bet Dave's bottle won't last through the night if he's got two or three friends up there. You be careful with it because you do more than three shots at the very first time, it detoxes the liver pretty fast, and you're able to have a bit of a headache from it, you know, the next day. Go easy on it. So your body builds up to it, then you can drink a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that kind of advice. I was reading in Inside Track about the how you work up to 200 milligrams of niacin per day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to start working towards that, I think. Check that out.
Yeah, we had Rebecca, the girl that works for us up at the New Living Expo, Conscious Living Expo, and she had some antigens in her body, and she'd been out partying on the Saturday night, and Sunday morning she came in and a little bit feeling a little low of energy, so we threw a receptor on her that she's not used to. And in about 5 minutes, looks like she's just taken about a gram of niacin. She lit up like a Christmas tree. So you got to be careful with the niacin. Start off at 50 milligrams and work up.
But what do you need right now to pep up a little bit?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much over all this crap now. I'm pretty good. A little bit of Shawootsie I'm having right now, probably all I need. Do you listen to us on your computer, or do you watch Ustream, or what?
Well, I've been watching. We've been listening on BBS, and then trying to go over to Ustream. And right now, I've got I'm hooked in directly, and I just went to turn you on BBS, and took us directly over to Ustream, and we were watching you on full video.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll be glad.
That's cool. That's neat that you have the connection now over to the Ustream.
Yeah, but they should be a pretty good bit picture on BBS radio. It's probably not quite as clear as direct.
Even on BBS, I should be able to just do it right there, too.
Yeah, did you get a chance to see the new receptors?
Yeah, that six-legged one. You know.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Amazing. I can't make out too much of the detail yet.
Yeah, you don't get the detail on this camera. I got to get a better camera. I want to get this is a Microsoft 7000 that I've got. I want to get a high-definition camera and hook it up. That's what we really need here. Then we can get great detail. But I'm new to all this stuff, so I'm just learning. So next I will be looking for a high-definition camera that we can really go to town on.
Dale's gold one is the three-legged design. My silver one is a four.
Yeah, probably like the one I'm wearing.
Is there any difference between those different numbers of legs?
Yeah, there's. Steve can explain that. This is the four-legged one here I've got on, like that.
It's actually the design really is, they're about the same in energy. So I don't think whatever one you like, either the three or the four, is going to work. It'll do whatever you want it to do, either with the three or four. So it's not going to make that much difference in terms of the design. What makes the difference is putting it on and wearing it. That's what makes the difference.
Yeah. What were you talking about, Dr. Bell, that was new, that you were saying you were looking for? Was that the six-legged one? And what was?
Well, we got the six-legged one, which is called the Negotiator. And then we got one with a bridge that looks like an Ankh. And then we got one, another bridge. It's the metaphysical symbol for the heart chakra, which is a real interesting looking one. And we got another one that's got a Greek cross on it, an Orthodox Greek cross on it. It's a bridge, but it's beautiful. And then we got another one with an Egyptian Ankh. And the Ankh one is where we take the metaphysical energy, and the metaphysical energy to me is the energy that people get into when they start studying metaphysics and they feel that magic of the past and all of that. There's a certain entanglement, quantum entanglement energy associated with that, and that bridge will invoke that. The normal bridge doesn't have it's not directed in that area. This is directed 100% into that area. So these are professional ones for people that have areas where they want to go directly and focus on. So it wouldn't be for the average person. It would be for a professional. Like I'm saying, like the star one would be good for an attorney or a sheriff or a prosecutor or a judge or a negotiator that's going, a businessman that's high-powered that makes deals. That kind of energy, you know, very professional delivery, no BS kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, let me stop that. I got a bird to eat me up today. He's got so much. This bird is around my receptor and these other three that are on the table here, and he's jumping all over the place today. He's really
I can imagine. You know, are you talking about the old nuclear receptor, or are you talking about the new receptor? Because if you're talking about the three or four wings, there's no difference with the old receptors, but this new one, I'm watching the energy just going down each shaft. So I got to get one to find out what it does. So I can tell you that the energy is moving down the shafts of each one of the new necklaces. So I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something different to the nuclear receptor itself. Quite different.
Yeah. So we don't know what we never know what we've got here until we start putting them out in the field. And I can't wait. I'm getting ready to put them up on the website in the next day or two. Pictures of them. Well, there'll be great clarity, and people can start ordering them immediately. We even have a few of them in stock. So, this buddy is wild. I'm telling you, I've never seen him so wild. Will you stop that? He's just chewing me up now. I'm going to take
him. We've been doing a class with a medical Qigong practitioner. He's pretty miraculous. His name is Dr. Philip Lei Yang. And, that intentionality, you know, when you've got a clear intention and something that you want to do, I mean, we have so much more power than we realize. You know,
you
pick it up.
Much more.
And so when you direct it in that way, that's really powerful.
Being up in Big Sur, that'd give you some energy. What part of Big Sur are you guys at, anyway?
We just walked down to a cliff over the ocean today, and this beautiful swing.
Are you near any of the inns up there? The Renato or whatever it is.
We're kind of south coast of Esalen, what they call it, about half hour south of the village, and so you know where Esalen is. We're about 10 more miles south of that.
Okay, yeah, because I used to teach up at Esalen. Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Yeah, my wife Gail met you there in whatever year that was.
Yeah, did she meet Richard Feynman? He was there with me. He was doing his own thing in there. And so
she had a pyramid when I met her, and we've worn the pyramid a lot. But and she did the Kirlian photography with you, and you told her that she was being guided by a spiritual master, Tibetan master, which happened to be very true, all based on a lot of light coming from her ring finger.
Oh, cool. I met her then years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really into you. We've we read Rays of Light, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, looking out over the ocean here. And we're in the process of reading Inside Track.
Now. Oh, I like the Inside Track. Give me a plug on that. Yet good or bad, however you want to.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, like Steve was saying, it's just so packed with information. I mean, we're just started at the beginning, and so we've had, you know, the tremendous history lesson on the history of science. And one of the things that struck me so much, because we're really into into Tibetan Buddhist meditation.
Right.
We built a temple. And just how spiritual all of these scientists were. I mean, every one of them just sounds more like a spiritual master, you know, through history. The kinds of things that they say, I say, that guy, you know, had it right, or, you know, these different scientists, unbelievable. And then getting into now, you know, more of what's happening with some of the horror stories of what's
going on. Oh, yeah, the beginning of the horror stories. That started, you know, about in the 30s, you know, when Tavistock really got formally aligned from the, you know, the old roots that it came from, and started control, you know, putting together RAND and a lot of these different educational groups at these major universities and all of that. Yeah, it's kind of sad. But if you look at, like,
around that time,
look at some of the people that the lives they lived, like Max Planck, who was the father of quantum mechanics, he had a horrible life. His kid got executed, and the Third Reich said they wouldn't execute him if he joined the Reich, and he wouldn't do it, and his kid got killed over it. You know, I mean, these guys had some heavy karma, heavy decisions to make in their careers. And so, you know, some of the guys got, you know, killed in the Inquisition because he wouldn't change their views. A lot of them were church members. You know, a lot of them were working in the church. They were higher up church positions and stuff. It was amazing. They were theosophical people who were involved. I'm going to fire my assistant here if he doesn't quit eating my ear. I miss Bella. She's a lot more common, you know, quiet. This guy is getting wild. But she's out.
Some of those mixtures don't go too well. The religion and the science.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And then the politics and the religion also not good mixes.
No, it's a mess. And today, politics and science are a big screw-up. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what's going on with Obama and just, you know, canceling the whole space program and everything?
I don't know. Maybe he realizes that we've got the extraterrestrial technology. We don't need the space program. Who knows?
Yeah,
it's hard to say. The government is so upside down these
days.
Said,
you know, ever since Aurora and Kennedy, when Kennedy was saying, you know, in 10 years we'll be in space, we'd already been in space for 10 years and on the moon and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The public didn't know that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about. What's going on?
Well, anyhow, we're going to have to get off the air here because the station's been getting after me for going over my time, you know. So we got about a minute left. So we're going to have to make our parting announcements here in a minute. But stay tuned.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thanks so much to Mikkel for picking up our order on the psychic internet and getting it to us before we realized that we needed it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. She's real clever that way, you know.
Thanks so much for talking, and we'll call in again sometime.
Yeah, call in another week or two, you know. It'd be great. Well, Steve, you want to announce your show real quick?
Yeah, it's on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and hope to hear from everybody. Talk to you later.
Yeah, this is Dr. Fred Bell here, and we're going to sign off in about a minute. And you'll be listening to the Health Science and Energy Show, BBS Radio, which comes on at bbsradio.com. It comes on at 5 o'clock Pacific on Thursdays. And then we have a late night show on Sunday night where it's recorded. And our website is paradigm.com, and our phone number here is 800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. And we thank you for hanging out with us for an hour. Buddy Boo's chewing me up pretty good tonight. He hasn't done a show in a while. He's got to get his chops back up where he doesn't chew me up here so bad. And if you're out of the country, you can dial 949-499-2603. That's 949-499-2603. Talk to you later.